Penguin Random House presents Operation Kukri, the true story behind the Indian Army's most successful mission as part of the United Nations, by Major General Rajpal Punia and Damini Punia. Read by Damini Punia. Major General Rajpal Punia, Yudh Seva Medal, an alumnus of Sainik School Chittorgarh, was selected for the National Defence Academy Khadakwasla at the age of 16. He was commissioned into the Indian Army on 9th June 1984 and joined 14 Mechanized Infantry, 16 Jammu and Kashmir Rifles. General Punia was the orchestrator of Operation Kukri while commanding a company as part of a United Nations peacekeeping mission in Sierra Leone. He commanded the oldest brigade of the Indian Army along the line of actual control. He attended the National Defence College course in Thailand and the United Nations Senior Mission Leaders course in Japan. He has the honour of commanding the prestigious Armoured Division. Under his command, he successfully controlled the Jat agitation of 2016 and vacated the Dera of Ram Rahim in Sirsa. He has served over 35 years in the Indian Army and counting. He is a fine orator and has been penning down his military experiences since the very beginning of his career. He has numerous articles and research papers to his name. This is his first book. Damini Punia is the proud daughter of a brave soldier and wife of a Bengal sapper officer. She is an alumna of Army Public School Dhaula Kuan, Delhi, and Lady Sri Ram College, Delhi University. She is the official commentator of the Republic Day Parade of our nation at Rajpath. She finds writing to be very liberating. This is her maiden attempt as an author. Operation Kukri, the true story behind the Indian Army's most successful mission as part of the United Nations, by Major General Rajpal Punia and Damini Punia. To my grandfather, Sri Chimna Ramji Punia, I am who I am because of you. To the army behind the soldier, my wife, Anita, my deepest gratitude to her, without whom this book wouldn't have been written. Thank you for being the first person who believed in me as a writer. Thank you for teaching me how to follow my heart. She has been my pillar of strength, my core, and above all, my biggest cheerleader since 1989. Major General Rajpal Punia. Foreword. Sierra Leone, a small ex-British colony in West Africa, is a picturesque nation with abundant natural resources but lack of freedom among the people to revel in the treasure that nature had to offer. Sierra Leone had been battered by years of civil war, military coup, and been a victim of a rebel movement whose motives were dubious and methods plainly vicious. Under the grip of endless horror and tragedy, around 50,000 people died in Sierra Leone, with more than a million displaced, and peace eluded the nation for over 9 years. Way back in 2000, as a novice reporter, I had the opportunity to visit Sierra Leone and interact with the Indian peacekeepers in Daru. Through my presence in the war-torn nation, I could be a via media between India and the Indians in Sierra Leone. Being in Daru, I learnt about the 233 Indian peacekeepers who were cordoned off in Calahon, the heartland of the Revolutionary United Front, RUF. These 233 soldiers, under the command of Major Rajpal Punia, braved over 2 months of confinement at the hands of the RUF without basic necessities available to them. Stationed in Daru, I heard the tales of the Tiger, aka Major Rajpal Punia, who had refused to lay down weapons before the rebel forces, even at the risk of his life. Day in and day out, I could see peacekeepers of all other nations without arms and stripped off their uniforms being transported to Liberia in ramshackle trucks. But the Indians did not surrender. The Indians were brave. As luck would have it, I had the privilege of a rendezvous with Major, now Major General, Rajpal Punia. It was a transcontinental meeting in Daru after his successful completion of Operation Kukri, which he had orchestrated to a T. Operation Kukri was the epitome of grit, determination and valor of our Indian Army soldiers. The 233 soldiers of 14 mechanized infantry and 5.8 Gorkha rifles fought against the curveball that the RUF threw at them. And when peace was no longer an option, the Indian soldiers fought. And how? For the dignity of their uniforms and the honor of our nation. This book is the reality of a soldier I happen to admire a lot. I am honored to have been a part of one of the most successful operations of the Indian Army on foreign soil. Years later, in 2018, I met Major General Rajpal Punia, Yudh Seva Medal, at the Republic Day press conference, which was chaired by him. During the press conference, I felt as though time had stood still, as though it was just yesterday that I was interviewing this brave young officer in the blue beret who had returned from the clutches of the deadliest rebel force in the world to be present that day, heading the press conference with me sitting at the other end of the podium. I take great pleasure in writing this foreword for Major General Rajpal Punia. It is unfortunate how we Indians were not aware of this brave act of the Indian Army on alien soil as part of the United Nations. This book will surely inspire the youth of our country and tell the world the saga of a soldier who was responsible for 233 beating hearts and had to ensure that zero caskets returned home. This spine-chilling narrative will surely keep you gripped till the last word. Sir, it was an honor to have been a part of this journey of yours. Jai Hind. Gaurav Chitranjan Sawant, Senior Executive Editor, India Today. Introduction. On 24th March 2020, I caught the flight to Patna at the 11th hour. Delhi was slowly getting submerged under the dreadful coronavirus pandemic, and the Prime Minister had ordered a complete lockdown in India. My father was posted at Danapur Cantonment, 15 kilometers from Patna, a place unheard of. I didn't know what to expect, but the fact that our abode was on the banks of the holy river Ganges was enough to get me all excited about this trip. Being optimistic about returning in a week's time, I packed my stuff and rushed to the market to get a travel cage for my companion, Noddy, a 3-month-old beagle. And so we embarked on this adventure with masks around our faces, gleaming eyes peeping through, a small trolley for me and a mini rucksack for Noddy. We reached Danapur hours after the sun shifted west and hence couldn't discern much in terms of the area around. The following morning was surreal beyond words as we sat on the gazebo overlooking the Ganga, feeling the cool breeze in our hair. From that moment on, the gazebo became our spot. Noddy would enjoy calling out to the boats that sailed across. A week switched to a month, and a month turned into two. Noddy and I were still in Danapur. As the days of summer decreased our gazebo time to half, I decided to dive deep into our storerooms filled with endless memories and souvenirs from our travels across the country. Every army home is filled with an abundance of black iron boxes covered in the dust of nostalgia, stacked one.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?